Hi, hello everyone. This is the recording number 9 for audio journal Voyagers Under Sail. Today is August 1st, 2018. It's 7:30 in the morning. And tomorrow the boat goes in the water after 30 days of work. 80 something jobs done out of the 95 on the list. Finally, tomorrow we will go on the water. So today just a few tidy up jobs, putting the sails up and a few other little bits and pieces, but that's it. Tomorrow the boat goes in the water. It was hard. If I will have to start again this 4 weeks of work, I don't think I will have the energy. But I'm glad I'm here. I'm really, really happy. So much stuff was done. I'm just happy. It's almost ready to go. So from tomorrow on, the lifestyle should change. From working hard every day, we should go into a lot of sailing, exploring, meeting new people, seeing new places, relaxing, thinking about all of this. Until now it was just work, and it was necessary. I had to do it. I'm glad that it's done. I didn't shy away from the work. But what I'm trying to say probably is that all those big dreams of traveling and relaxing and seeing the world do come at a cost. You cannot just dream about it and it will happen. You have to put the work in, otherwise it's not going to happen. And that work sometimes can be frustrating, can be hard, and definitely not familiar. I never owned a boat before. I never worked on a boat before, so I had to learn most of the things, ask people, look in instruction manuals, look in books, internet, whatever, and that's it. Now, what happened in the last few days? Finally finished caulking the deck, like 80% of it, the important part of it, I can say. I had to go back on top of the mast to rewire the anchor light. It was wired the wrong way, so it wasn't working. We finally put the Voyagers Under Sail logo on the side of the boat. I had to paint some scratches to polish off some oxidation on the paint. Connect the solar panels to the system and make sure they work. Also fix the batteries in place, because you don't just drop the battery into the box and you're done. You need to make sure they don't wiggle around and they don't move, no matter what moves the boat will have. So that was an hour or so of work. That was just yesterday. I can't even remember. I just know that I've been working every single day. Yeah, the anode for the propeller, that was a bit of a headache, but it's sorted. I anti-fooled the propeller as well. I had to change the oil for the bow thruster and the anode. Store stuff inside the boat. We still have a few boxes left outside, but hopefully I'll find a place to put them. So, it might be a boring episode, and I apologize for that, but the reality is it was work. The children did help. David got better at it. Yesterday it was very hot, like 35, 36 degrees Celsius. In the boat was 33 degrees at lunchtime, in the shade. So, in the sun, I can't even imagine. And that's it. We'll talk again probably on Saturday when the boat will be in the water and we will be ready to set sail, finally, after 8 years of dreaming, 4 years after buying the boat, and so on. Talk to you soon, guys.